Regarding yours, dear Mrs. Worthington of Wednesday the 23rd, although your baby may be keen on a stage career, how can I make it clear that this is not a good idea? For her to hope, dear Mrs. Worthington, is on the face of it absurd. Her personality is not in reality inviting enough, exciting enough for this particular sphere. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded and the struggle is pretty tough. And admitting the fact she's burning to act, it isn't quite enough. She has nice hands to give the wretched girl her due, but don't you think her bust is too developed for her age? I repeat, Mrs. Worthington, sweet Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Bit of an ugly duckling, you must honestly confess, and the width of a seat would surely defeat her chances of success. It's a loud voice, and though it's not exactly flat, she'll need a little more than that to earn a living wage. On my knees, Mrs. Worthington, please, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Though they said at the School of Acting she was as lovely as Peer Gynt, I'm afraid on the whole an ingenue role would emphasize a squint. She's a big girl, and though her teeth are fairly good, she's not the type I ever would be eager to engage. No more buts.